for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Monday afternoon service of July the 1st, 1991, at the July 4th Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Do you know that if you wanted, if you lived in those days and you wanted to be guaranteed a good crop, you would go down to the local temple and get the mayor, get the priest of Baal to come out and have ritualistic intercourse with your oxen in the field, bestiality. And that was supposed to guarantee you a good crop. Now, everything else goes down from there. I won't describe the rest of the stuff, but everything else just goes down from there. And this is what we're seeing arising today. And it says, one of the curses is that your daughters will commit harlotry. Now, you've got to understand that there weren't only female prostitutes at the temple. Let's look at 2 Kings 23:7. We're talking about Josiah. He was cleaning up the temple of God. Then, and he talked about burning all, removing all the idolatrous priests and burning the Baal and so forth. He said, then he brought the wooden image from the house of, Then he tore down the ritual booths, or houses, of the perverted persons, the New International says male prostitutes, that were in the house of the Lord, where the women wore hangings for the wooden image to Asherah, the goddess. And so you have to understand that there were more than just female prostitutes in these temples. There were male prostitutes. And any type of perversion that you can think of occurred in this temple. And they have, this is all documented. The archaeologists have found all types of things. And so, you see, what they're talking about here is incest. They're talking about child pedophiles, which is a fine way of saying a child molester. They're talking about daughters who are going to run out and be unfaithful. Any type of sexual perversion you can think of from every way and every angle. You're also talking about being unfaithful to the father, being no respect for the father, a lack of discipline for the father and the mother. And you're seeing this today coming down into families. How many of you know families that have who unfortunately have a daughter like this, or a son? And the last, And the last is the ritual harlot. And your bride shall commit adultery. And that word adultery means just what it says, adultery. That the wives will go out and sleep with other men. That's all that means. It doesn't have any other meaning. And so we find that all of these things can come down through this spirit of whoredom, spoken of in 12. The spirit of whoredom, which is caused by idolatry, by the occult, can come into your family. And it can cause all types of any type of sexual misbehavior or perversion you can think of. It is one of the ways that homosexuality enters into a household. You can have young boys. There are several ways that a homosexual spirit can enter. And this is one of them. And this is a young boy who says, I've always been this way. I was this way as long as I can remember. This spirit has come into him at birth through this curse. It's been there all the time. And he's the one that said God made a mistake. He's a woman in a man's body, or a man in a woman's body. Why? Came down through the spirit of whoredom. People who have all of your child molesters come in this way. All of your exhibitionists, all of those sort of fringe perversions, your peeping toms, your exhibitionists, your flashers, the modern-day bathing suits encourages all young ladies to be exhibitionists. I think it is shameful that we do not train our daughters to have more respect for their bodies. But you must realize that, well, I won't get into that. Most of the people in the fashion world are somewhat perverted. And it is sad that we are in bondage to them. Most of the world is in bondage to them. And so, let us look. First, God will forget, will reject you. You feel rejected, isolated, and you're in deception. Number two, God forgets your children. Oh, God. He changes your glory into shame, your failure in your household. You feel hopeless, helpless, no respect, no hope, no love. You have masochistic tendencies. That means that you inflict pain on yourself, or you want other people to inflict it on you. That is a type of sexual perversion, too. That some people, that's the only way they can get a sexual thrill is to have someone hurt them. Unfortunately, pornography today teaches young boys that all women like that. They teach them that women want to be beaten around. And they say that pornography is a victimless crime. Praise you, Lord. Then you have gluttony and bulimia and fear of starvation and poverty that come through. And then you have the devourer that will devour your finances. You just don't seem to be able to break out of it. Nothing ever works out. Everything goes wrong. And then you have the curse that comes upon you, that your children become homosexual, lesbian, whores, loose, perverted. Your son is a flasher, peeping Tom, your daughter's an exhibitionist, and your wife plays around on you, all through no fault of your own. All this time you're saying, God, what's happening to me, Lord? What's wrong? I'm trying to do what's right, but it's all because of the curse of the fathers that's come down. That sounds horrible and hopeless, but it is not hopeless. Thank God there is a way out. If you have been involved in the occult in any way, you bring this not only on yourself, but on your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. If you have been reading the horoscopes, and y'all, let's look at Isaiah 47. I have people question me on that, and this is the best verse I have ever found for the horoscopes. Let's look at Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47, 13. Everybody found it? You need to read it, you know. You need to look at it in the Bible so you know it's really there. You are wearied in your multitude of counsels. Now let the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things which shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There it is. There it is. You read the horoscope. Table tipping. Have y'all ever seen table tipping done? Table tipping, you know, they take a table and they put an ashtray under two of the legs and they sort of balance it. It just sits there and they ask you the question and it tips to the right, it's yes, and to the left is no. And you got a demon that stands there and pushes the table back and forth. Mm-hmm. Well, it has to. You put an ashtray under one under two legs and you balance it on it so one leg is two legs are high and then you speak to it and it'll tip this way or this way, and the demon will tip it for you. I saw some people get in bondage to that.
Just like quitting for water, the demon will make
the stick bin. The Ouija board, Parker Brothers makes millions of Ouija boards every year and sells them. Each one of them's got a demon attached to it. Yeah. And tarot cards. I mean, you ever been to a palm layer, to a palm reader? Have your fortune told? You know, just go, just friendly, you know. Just go, you know, the crowd's going along. Everybody wants to just see what she says, you know. Just a little game, you know. And so they go and they stay. And then, you know, we didn't really believe what she said. We just wanted to see. And I said, that's fine. You cursed yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren with this curse. With this little ditty you brought on your family. Just one time. That's all. Praise God. Slumber parties are notorious. Slumber parties are notorious for getting girls initiated into the occult because they'll play levitation. They'll play Mary Worth. And y'all know what Mary Worth is? Mary Worth is they set the mirror up and they'll say, Mary Worth, Mary Worth, Mary Worth, 13 times, and the demon will appear in the mirror. And praise God. Friend of mine from Minnesota was relating the time that the girls did this and said the spirit came and first it played the piano for them, but that's not unusual. In good spiritualist church, we'll have a spirit that will come and play the piano. And then he said it came into this girl, and she said that, and she was 16 years old, she was a virgin, she was 16 years old, and she left, she got up and ran away from home that night and went down into the roughest section of Minneapolis and attached herself to a pimp and stayed there for 2 years like she'd been trained all her life to become a prostitute. And these people stood for 2 years and they prayed and God finally brought that girl home. And she got her delivered, got rid of the spirit, and then they had to leave Minneapolis because nobody would have anything to do with them because, you know, that girl had been a whore down on the streets and she might contaminate my children. And so they had to get a job in another city out on the West Coast. Isn't it terrible? But that's praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, if you've been involved in the occult, this will come down upon you. If you've been involved in anything, you've been involved in any of the cults like Christian Science, which incidentally is not Christian nor scientific. It's pure spiritualism. Anything in the occult will bring this curse upon you. Praise you, Lord God. Now, if we will look in Galatians, there is a cure. You don't have to live under the curse. Under the Old Testament, you had that once you were under it, you were under it. But it says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The curse is broken. Jesus bore the curse for us, that we might have His blessings. Thank you, Jesus. And so, I want all of you to stand up and stretch a little bit. You know, it's said that the brain can only endure, can soar, but the fanny can endure. And you've been sitting for about an hour. Praise Hallelujah. You, Lord. Everybody hold up their hands and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise your Lord God. Praise your name. Okay, let's sit down. How many of y'all have never been in a mass deliverance service before? Good. Spirits are breath or air. And by and large, they come out of the air passages. The term to cast out means to give a quick jerk or vomit. They come out with coughing, sneezing, yarning. And sometimes they just come out through your ears and your nose and be very quiet. I've had people who have had that we prayed for, they have tremendous manifestations and get deliverance. And I've had people that had terrible problems and that we prayed for, and nothing happens that you can see, except they got rid of the demons. I prayed for a lady on this seat up here once who'd been on Librium for 25 years. And God told me she was delivered. She'd been in bondage to this stuff, and she'd never been able to stop taking it. And I prayed for her. When I got through, I told her she was free, and she said, well, nothing happened. I said, don't say that. I said, you're free. The demons are gone. Don't take any more Valium. And she called me 3 months later, and she said, you know, since the day you prayed for me, I have not taken another Valium. She was a nurse. And she said, I can't understand how I was able to break that dependence, but I'd never taken another one. And it used to be I couldn't get by without taking at least 3 or 4 a day. But God absolutely delivered her. I prayed for one young man, who was a huge man. It was early one morning we were having intercessory prayer, I went back to get a drink of water, and he met me back there, and he said, I need prayer. And God dropped the word of knowledge into me. I said, yes, I know. I said, I know you do. He said, you know my problem? I said, well, yes, you're homosexual. And he said, well, that's right. He said, I need prayer. I said, well, fine, we'll pray for you. And he said, I want now. I said, no, we're going to... Now's the time for intercession. We're going to pray for the campground and for the people. I'll pray for you after breakfast. So come on up and let's pray. And so after breakfast, he ate a big breakfast, and he came in here and he sat this chair right here. And I prayed for him, and I knew he was free. I knew he was free, but he did not manifest at all. And he said, I know they couldn't have come out because I didn't have any manifestations at all. And I said, well, I'm going to pray and ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost, to fill up all those places. And I began to pray. I noticed he's getting sort of some green snot right here on his nose. And I had him sort of lean forward, you know, and Brother Glenn kicked the garbage can over here under him. And his stuff started running out of his nose, and it turned out to be 2 big streams, about as big as my finger, and he started running out of his mouth, and he coughed a couple of times, and he put about yay much green slime in the bottom of that. And he got through, and he looked at it. I said, well, is that enough a sign for you? Won't God to give you a little more? He said, no, thank you. He said, where did it come from? He said, I don't understand. He said, I vomited all this stuff up, and there's no eggs in it. And I just gave a whole big breakfast full of eggs. I said, well, it didn't come out of your stomach. That was the nest that the demons were living in. But maybe God, if you don't get a sign, maybe God will have snot run out of your nose for you, But please let us, don't put it on the carpet. Let us catch it, on something. If you don't get any signs. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to lead you in a renunciation prayer so you can renounce these things. And inform the devil that you're renouncing them. And then I'm going to come against these things. And if you feel something down in you that wants to come out, let it go. If you're afraid that you're going to lose your dignity, let your dignity go. You can get your dignity back, but your demons will be gone. Praise the Lord. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, conviction of spirit, I do make the following confession. I sinned against you and disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I now repent of these sins and ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will, in the name of Jesus, I close all these doors which I have opened to Satan. And I now ask you, dear Lord, help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body and soul, spirit, In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the following.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce
the occult.
The occult.
Witchcraft and magic.
Witchcraft and magic.
All seances.
All seances.
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance.
Mediums.
Mediums.
Contact with familiar spirits.
Contact with familiar spirits.
And UFOs.
UFOs.
I renounce all Ouija boards. And all other occult games.
All
fortune telling. Palm leaving. Tea leaf reading. Crystal balls. Tarot. And pendulum. I renounce all astrology. And interest in horoscopes and signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy. A reincarnation and all healing groups involved in metaphysics,
all
hypnosis,
mind reading,
mind control, second sight, ESP, parapsychology. I renounce water witching,
levitation,
table tipping, psychometry.
Automatic writing and drawing.
Pronounce astral projection.
Soul travel.
And other demonic skills.
I renounce all mind control.
Positive power,
positive thinking.
Positive salesmanship control. And other demonic power to impose my will on others.
I renounce all sorcery.
Dependence on talisman.
St. Christopher's medals.
Mary medallions.
Good luck charms.
Rabbit's foots.
Four leaf clovers.
Wishbones.
Potions.
Amulets.
And vow to destroy any that are on my person under my control.
I vow will destroy all for idols to foreign gods.
Such as Buddha.
Mexican sun gods.
Sign of the Zodiac.
American Indian dolls.
Voodoo dolls.
Egyptian ankara.
Pentagrams.
Or other abominations on my person or under my control.
I renounce all literature that I've ever read in any of these fields.
And destroy such books in my possession.
I will also destroy any objects, pictures, signs, statues, jewelry, or charts.
Which are on my person or in my house.
In the name of Jesus, I break the following.
All curses
and spells
placed on me from an occult source.
I break the curse of illegitimacy
and incest
10 generations back on my family line.
I break the curse of idolatry
off of my family line.
I renounce any oaths
I or my ancestors ever made
to any false god
or false religion.
I renounce any initiation rite
to any club,
brotherhood,
lodge,
fraternity,
sorority,
or any other order of a demonic or witchcraft origin.
I break all demonic subjugation.
Demonic soul ties of bondages.
To my mother.
Father.
Grandparents.
Spouses.
Ex-spouses. or any other human being, living or dead, who's ever dominated or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and all demonic hold on my family line as a result of disobedience from any ancestors, spouses or ex-spouses. I break any curse of physical or mental illness off my family line. I break any curse on me and my family from a call to demonic origin and command it return to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. And this part, if you've committed sexual sin, I'm going to lead you through a prayer for sexual sin. If you committed sexual sin, you need to confess it. You confess it very quietly. I want everybody to bow their head. You know, we hate to say it, we may have some nosy folks here. And you might be sitting right next to the nosiest one, you know. And so just bow your head, don't look to the right or left, and speak it under your breath. Dear Lord, I confess that I have committed sexual sin. I do repent and ask forgiveness. I confess that I have committed the following. You quietly name the sins that you can remember and claim cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I do now accept your forgiveness and cleansing. And cleansing according to your word. Satan, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I notify you. I'm reclaiming all areas that I have previously yielded to you. I now close these doors forever. Specifically, I claim freedom from sexual sin and lust. I bind you and your host and command that you leave me now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I have another confession to make. I have not loved, but I have resented certain people. I confess this is a sin. I call upon you, Lord, to help me forgive them. I now forgive. In your name, name those people under your breath. Anybody that the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anybody that you have unforgiveness about? Anybody living or dead that's hurt you or disappointed you? Just say, I forgive them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithful Lord. I do now. Forgive myself. Thank you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead. You redeemed me with your blood. I belong to you. I want to live for you. I confess all my sins. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. I come to you now as my deliverer, Lord Jesus. Claiming the promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You know my special needs. The thing that binds, torments and defiles, that evil unclean spirit. I call upon you now, Lord Jesus, to deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave me now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stand. And I call out the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I call out the name of spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft and divination. I call out ESP and EPT and the evil eye and transcendental meditation and yoga, meditation, Eastern religions, astral projection, acra, parapsychology, levitation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Body tipping, table tipping, Shoshin, Yin, Ouija board, palmistry, handwriting, automatic handwriting, hypnosis, tea leaves. Praise you, Lord God. Astrology, stargazing, horoscope, fortune telling, tarot cards, pendulum, psychometry, voodoo, sorcery, witchcraft, wizards, black magic, white magic, incantation, charms, fetishes, mediums, spiritualism, clairvoyance, necromancy, diviner, soothsayer, enchanter, water witching, dowsing, tapping, blasphemy, pronostication, spankery, muttering, ventriloquist, catawba, Satan worship, tenelope, magic practices, superstition, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we call out lust now. We call out fantasy lust in the name of Jesus. We call out masturbation, Lord. Homosexuality and lesbianism, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus. I call out the spirit of adultery and fornication and incest and harlotry and rape. I call out the spirit of rape in the name of Jesus. I call out the spirit of incest in the name of Jesus. Rape and incest and molestation, exposure and frigidity and perversion and fetishes and nakedness and exhibition, for miscarriage, passion, dirty thoughts, lewdness, whoredom, Satanism, sadism, machasticism, oral sex, anal sex, filth, lasciviousness, pornography, obscenity, idolatry in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I call out the curse of shame, Lord God. Curse of shame in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of shame. You can't shame God's people anymore. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, shame. Come against shame. Come against rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirit of rejection, hopelessness, worthlessness, no self-worth, hopelessness, no hope, being unloved, unloved by mother, unloved by father, unloved by brothers and sisters, unloved by wife, unloved by children. I come against all the spirits of rejection and unlove in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I command you to leave God's people. Leave them now in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. I come against the spirits of gluttony and bulimia. Come against the spirit of ugly, the fear of starvation, the fear of not having enough, the fear of not getting enough to eat. Praise you, Lord God. I come against the spirit of poverty, the spirit of fear of poverty in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We come against the spirit of no answer to prayer, the spirit of the devourer, the spirit of high bills, the spirit of being broke in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of poverty in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord God. I come against the spirit of failure, the spirit of crop failure, the spirit of job failure, spirit of being a failure, of never being able to to provide. Come against the spirit of non-provision, of not being able to provide for your children, not being able to provide for your family, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the spirit of bestiality and perversion. Come against the spirit of perversion, spirit of whoredom. I break the spirit of whoredom now in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off God's people in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirit of whoredom. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the spirit of idolatry and whoredom in Jesus' name. Take your hands off of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the spirit of whoredom, of being unfaithful. Being unfaithful. Unfaithful on the job. Unfaithful to husband. Unfaithful to wife. Unfaithful to parents. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of unfaithfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just touch them, Lord God. Touch them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And come against the unfaithful spirit. In the name of Jesus. Come against the spirit of procrastination. Come against the spirit of procrastination that makes you unfaithful. Spirit of always being late. Spirit of tardiness. Spirit of tardiness in the name of Jesus. Spirit of being late. Tardiness. We come against the spirit of roots. Come against the roots now in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the rebellion. I come against rebellion now. Come against bitterness and rebellion. Praise you, Lord God. I come against the root of bitterness. I cast Jesus Christ into the root of bitterness. I come against that bitter poo. The bitter poo that would cause you to be bitter. Would cause you to be rebellious and bitter against your, against your job, against your children, against your spouse, against God. I come against the bitterness and envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus. I come against bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness, you turn God's people loose. I come against the root of bitterness that would defile and cause envy and jealousy. Envy and jealousy, I come against you now. Turn God's people loose. Envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against envy and jealousy. Jealousy in the name of Jesus Christ. Jealousy, I come against jealousy and anger. Anger and murder in the name of Jesus. Murder and violence in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Just turn them loose now in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the spirit of schizophrenia. Come against the spirit of schizophrenia. Come against the unteachable spirit of schizophrenia that caused people to be unteachable. Come against that unteachable spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind the unteachable spirit. We bind the unteachable spirit. Can a know-it-all spirit. That I've been there before spirit. I know the answer spirit. I know the I'm right spirit. I'm never wrong spirit. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Come against the spirit of paranoia. Come against the spirit of paranoia. The spirit of persecution. The pull me spirit. Always being persecuted. Praise you, Lord God. Always being persecuted. Never being treated right. Always wrong. In the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of paranoia. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the spirit of lust now. The lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Come against lust. Come against the spirit of lust in the name of Jesus. Sexual lust. The lust for power. The lust for power, the lust for money, the lust for position, the lust for knowledge, that you might control others, the lust for control in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirit of lust, the lust for food, the lust for pleasure in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Come against the pride of life now. Come against the great I Am spirit, the spirit of pride. The spirit of pride. Come against the spirit of pride in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride. The haughty spirit. The haughty spirit. The spirit of haughtiness in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of haughtiness In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Send us somebody on my shaking. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus and I bind all these spirits to the day of judgment. Ask for the angels of the Lord to come and take them, all those that have been bound today. And we thank you, Father, for that you give us authority and dominion over these spirits. In the name of Jesus, I bind them to the day of judgment and break their assignment over God's people. Ask for the angels of the Lord to come and bind them up and keep them till Jesus shall judge them. I command them to keep coming out through the night and tomorrow and the rest of the week until these people are set free. And that these demons shall obey and obey the commandment that is given, that the authority we have in Jesus' name to bind them up and to loose the captives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses and washes us. We thank you for cleansing and forgiveness. We thank you, Father, that your word says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. This afternoon we've called on the name of the Lord. We take dominion now and we break the powers of these demonic demons. We loose God's people from them in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for deliverance in the name of Jesus. For Jesus is Lord, devil. Demons, Jesus is Lord. And in Jesus' name, we break your assignment over God's people and set God's people free. Jesus' name. Praise you for it, Father. We praise you for it. We thank you for it. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we come against the ancestral inherited curses for 30 generations back in these areas that have been taught this afternoon. We take dominion over these ancestral heritage, and because Jesus became a curse, it's written, devil, Galatians 3:13. It is written that Jesus became a curse for us, and we don't have to bear the curse. We break the dominion of it over God's people this afternoon. We loose them from it in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We break your assignment over God's people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have something else you're going to say? Oh, okay. Well, let's stand and praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost to fill every area that has been vacated or that will be vacated because of this service this afternoon. We thank you for the Shekinah glory of God's presence to fill the areas that there'll be nothing swept and clean for the saints to come back and find in any area of every person present or shall ever hear this tape. We thank you for it, Father, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost to fill every area in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.